From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. With just hours to go until Election Day, President Bush and Senator John Kerry are making their final appeals to voters. Both candidates are on marathon campaign tours through swing states. Mr. Bush and Senator Kerry are hoping to woo undecided voters, as well as energize their supporters to get out the vote. The latest opinion polls continue to show the two men in a statistical dead heat. We'll hear from our reporter with the Kerry campaign in a few minutes. First, here's NPR's Don Gagne, who's traveling with the president.
It is by far the heaviest single-day campaign schedule for the president. 7 events in 6 states, and with the exception of one final rally tonight in Dallas, each stop in a battleground state. The places both candidates have visited over and over in the past 6 months. The president started out in Southwest Ohio. Using the kind of stagecraft that fires up a crowd and showcases the power of the presidency, Mr. Bush's helicopter appeared against a cloudy early morning sky to the roar of the crowd that had gathered inside a giant airplane hangar in the rural town of Wilmington, Ohio. Some supporters said they got up as early as 3 a.m. to be here. Sitting out on the tarmac, framed by the massive open hangar door, sat Air Force One. The president was introduced by a hero of the just-completed World Series, Boston pitcher Curt Schilling. The crowd, far more likely to be Cincinnati Reds or Cleveland Indian fans, gave Schilling only a polite response when he asked if there were any Red Sox fans out there, but they let loose when the president spoke.
Thank you all for coming today. There's nothing like an early morning rally in the great state of Ohio. I can't think of a better place to kick off the last day of this campaign.
The president went to Ohio, a state he carried 4 years ago, because polls show a dead heat. The state has perhaps the Bush campaign's most organized and intense ground operation anywhere. From Ohio, the president headed to Burgettstown, Pennsylvania for another morning rally. Pennsylvania is a state he lost in 2000, but again, it's close. The president is repeating all of the usual attacks on John Kerry, and he's closing all of his speeches today by asking voters to stand with him if they believe in lower taxes, fewer regulations, limits on medical malpractice lawsuits, protecting marriage as between a man and a woman.
You believe America should fight the war on terror with all our might and lead with unwavering confidence in our ideals. I ask you to come stand with me.
Then adding this one last jab against his opponent.
And if you're a voter who believes that the President of the United States should say what he means and does what he says and keeps his word, I ask you to come stand with me.
And that is the president's message today in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, but also in Iowa, New Mexico, and in Wisconsin, any one of which could be the difference between winning and losing. In Milwaukee, I'm Don Gagne, NPR News, with the Bush campaign.
And I'm Scott Horsley with the Kerry campaign, also in Milwaukee. Senator John Kerry continues to tout his plans to create jobs, extend health care, and rebuild international alliances. But as he told supporters at the Orlando airport this morning, this is not a day for long speeches.
You all know why you're here, and you know the job that we have to get done in the next hours. We're down to the last day, and I just want to say to all of the folks in Orlando area, the I-4 area, and all the way down through the rest of Florida, this is the choice. This is the moment of accountability for America, and it's the moment where the world is watching what you're going to do.
Kerry makes similar appeals today here in Wisconsin and in Michigan and Ohio, in each case tailoring the message for local TV stations.
In 1960, it was Wisconsin that lifted John Kennedy over the top into the presidency, and I'm counting on you in 2004.
The candidates' personal appearances today are coupled with what Democrats are calling their most aggressive and most focused campaign ever to encourage people to vote. The party says it has 250,000 trained volunteers making phone calls and going door to door in the battleground states. The campaign is also sending email messages to millions of online supporters. Republicans boast about their own Get Out the Vote campaign, but Democratic National Field Director Karen Hicks is confident that her party will win the so-called ground game.
I would be practicing malpractice if I underestimated the Republicans' effort. I think that we both have very energized bases, but I feel like we have a deeper history and just have more energy on our side. And we have benefited from a very engaged, lively primary, and people are, you know, our offices are bursting at the seams.
Bruce Springsteen's recorded music will be replaced by the real thing tonight in Cleveland. John Bon Jovi helped entertain the Kerry crowd on a gray and rainy afternoon in Milwaukee. And Stevie Wonder lends his voice in Detroit as Democrats try to get every last ballot signed, sealed, and delivered. More than 5 million people have already cast ballots in the battleground states, thanks to early voting. Democrats claim they have an edge with those early voters, and tomorrow they'll be targeting latecomers, with Kerry's final campaign stop in Wisconsin, a state where residents can register to vote right up through Election Day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Milwaukee.